Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I like to surf, so almost every week I paddle into the cold waters of our NorCal surf spots. As much as I like it, I notice some surfers make surfing into the raison d'etre. When I find a friend who lives, breathes, thinks, and talks nothing but surfing, I like to shock him with my own aphorism. Hey, surfing is a great sport, but it's bad religion. Perhaps my aphorism needs explanation. Some things are good in and of themselves, even healthy, but turn them into a quasi-religion, they become monstrous. For example, nation. I love our country, salute the flag. I'm a proud father and Air Force pilot. I have little time for people who hate America, but those who worship America have forgotten the lessons of history. Nation is one thing, nationalism quite another. Rampant nationalism fomented the carnage of World War I, stoked the flames of hatred and genocide during World War II. It's good to love your homeland, but wicked to put your nation above everything else, including God. Sports. I love the outdoors. Occasionally watch team sports. Didn't have much time to watch much of the World Series, but the few games I did watch were pretty exciting. Sport is fun when put into the context of, let's say, bodily motion, poise, training, teamwork, coaching, strategy. But make sports into a religion, and it produces trouble. Win at all costs is, well, it's ugly. There are higher principles than winning, like sportsmanship, honesty, loving the game itself. Politics. Used to be that the political arena was divided into Republicans and Democrats. They'd put forth a candidate, win or lose, and cooperate with the opposing party to run the country. Today, the rabid right and loony left are scarcely able to concede that their opponents are human, let alone American. Have we injected religious zeal into politics? In a recent article, columnist David Brooks says, we have. Quote, what you see is good people desperately trying to connect in an America where bonds are attenuated, without stable families, tight communities, stable careers, ethnic roots, or an enveloping moral culture. There's just a whirl of changing stepfathers, changing homes, changing phone distractions, changing pop culture references, financial stress, and chronic drinking, which make it harder to sink down roots into something or to even have a spiritual narrative that gives meaning to life. You can see why in the disrupted landscape, people would form the sort of partisan attachments that are common today. Today, partisanship for many people is not about which party has the better policies, the better philosophy. These days, partisanship is often totalistic. People often use partisan identity to fill the void left when their other attachments wither away, religious, ethnic, communal, and familial. End quote. In sum, I would say this, our social and spiritual dis-ease is manifesting in our political landscape. Unless it changes, we are unlikely to remain the beacon of hope and light for those who love freedom around the world. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.